producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephan, good day program. 7 after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn are here on today's program, overviewing the top 10 items and then some. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Two United States senators launching a bipartisan investigation this week into pharmaceutical drug pricing because it's outrageous and they want to get to the bottom of it. And the reason they want to get to the bottom of it is because they asked the drug companies for campaign contributions, and they didn't get them, so now they're going after the drug companies.
And more people than ever are on prescription drugs, and the amount of people on 5 prescription drugs or more has doubled. I mean, people are addicted.
Well, you told me this story. That's right. I wanted to get to that. Jennifer, tell the audience the story you were telling me earlier about how many this is really telling. For those of you who don't take any drugs, or maybe you're... your folks have taken, whatever it is, this is an amazing statistic.
60% of U.S. adults are taking some sort of prescription drug. Most seem to be related with obesity, cholesterol, and blood pressure. That's leading the pack. The single most popular drug out right now is Zocor, which is a cholesterol-lowering drug in the statin class. This was a survey of 37,000 adults to find the percentage of people taking prescription drugs up from 51% of the adult population in 1999 to 59% in 2011, and now it's at 60%. I think the thing that's getting me crazy, though, not necessarily the people who are taking one drug, maybe for blood pressure or cholesterol, but the group of people who are taking 5 prescription drugs or more, that has doubled.
Yes.
And you have to know that that's not just for people's health. That's for a mental state. That's for, obviously people probably addicted to pain medications. I mean, 5 prescriptions.
Let's look at it this way. Let's think about this for a second. This sort of reminds me of what they say about the news. They're only responding to people because they're interested in this. Is it that people are interested in the stories that you're presenting, or you're presenting these stories and people are watching it as part of whatever their routine is?
Right.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And the same can be said about drugs and the prescriptions. Is it the need, or is it the advertising? You see, there's no way you can watch evening television without seeing a drug spot in every single break.
And our life expectancy for middle-aged white people now, they're dying off. And you have to think, okay, are we taking too many vitamins, too many prescriptions?
No, we're taking too many prescription
drugs.
You
can overdose on vitamins,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can. But we're all overdo vitamins, supplements.
But we're also eating the wrong things.
Yep.
The wrong food.
Mostly.
Totally.
Yep.
Most of the stuff in the supermarket is not food.
Mm-hmm.
The one type of prescription drug use that fell, anybody want to take a guess?
No.
You can do this.
I can do it. What prescription drug?
There's one type of prescription drug use that fell.
That
fell.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Any guesses? Menopause. It's hormones.
Really?
Fewer women take hormones to treat menopause now than they used to.
Can I get some of those?
Because of the breast cancer links?
Because of breast cancer and Suzanne Summers.
The real marketing here isn't on the commercials on television, Doug. It's from the reps into the doctor's offices to try and get them to prescribe as many of them as
you're right. And one wonders if there's a kickback involved.
There
some
are kickbacks
have accused
involved.
The doctors who prescribe certain drugs of getting kickbacks. I've heard that from several of the doctors.
They do.
Maybe not an out-and-out cash payment, but they get trips and
They said, we'll invite you to a continuing medical education forum, in Tahiti.
Right. And bring your wife and all your children with you.
But, it's just so crazy. I just had a friend post last night. His medical insurance payment, his monthly payment for his insurance, and he's a real estate broker and does well, but he's self-employed, is going up $300 per month.
Oh, you had the same experience. You had the same experience.
I had the exact same experience last year. So did he. Mm. So his insurance has almost quadrupled.
What a bad
in
joke.
The past 4 years.
Bad joke. I'm looking
our family. Our family insurance for myself, my husband, and our two daughters is almost $25,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. So, but think about
$2,000 a month.
So now the government wants to go after the pharmaceutical companies for gouging people.
Mm-hmm.
When they
Who's
were
going to
really
go after the government for gouging
right.
us? Thank you. By the way, here's another example of that, Richie.
And there are still people. We just had two stories today about two rock musicians who couldn't get insurance
money
and aren't covered to
bills.
Cure cancer
right.
and some arm surgery.
Yeah.
So it ain't working, people.
All right. So here's the Defense Department announcing it will pick a contractor to build a new bomber for the Air Force, $80 billion long-range strike program. This is a big deal for the Air Force. Because once they build the bomber, they will never use it, and they are admitting that they will never use it. The only reason they're building it is to scare our so-called enemies, the Chinese and the Russians. So we're going to build bombers, spend $80 billion to do it, to keep these people at bay. They're going to build 100 of them, armed with the latest weaponry, radar evading stealth technology, and big fuel tanks. These are the new warplanes. They will be able to fly long distances, but the Pentagon, under questioning from congressional committees, says the planes will never take off. They are just being used as a deterrent. So is it worth, our question, is it worth $80 billion to build a new bomber? Remember, there were, I think, 2004, 2005, there was some kind of a fighter that was introduced, and Congress voted to build it because the military-industrial complex put the wood to them, and the Air Force kept saying, we don't want this, we don't need this, we don't have people that can fly these planes. Why are you building them? Well, we think they'll be good for the country. Bourgeois! They were good because they got campaign contribution kickbacks from these companies, and that's what's going on right now. So look at the genesis of any of these defense programs, and you see money, the stench of money all over them, and you and I are paying for it. One more time, we get yensed.
Well,
you know,
get
yensed?
I was reading the story about the blimp that got loose last week, and how much money, I mean, they'd put over $2 billion into this thing, since it's called the J-Lens. And from the start, in 2010, this thing was just getting hammered. But you know what? Raytheon didn't give up.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept on cracking at it and kept on cracking
kept
at it.
Pushing.
And this thing lived until it had $2 billion and was just let loose on a tether.
Yep. Yeah, this is, we're just so foolish in this country, and I don't sound angry. I'm upset about it. I'm actually fed up with it, and you know, this is why people, you listen to some of these jerkleburgers in the same party that you vote in most of the time, Roberto, who say they want to take money from the rich so that they can pay for more of these programs and waste more of your money. Sorry, no sale to me. I'm doing everything I can to legally avoid paying taxes. I follow the law. I do exactly what I'm supposed to, and am happy to do things the way that I do, because at least 50%, if not 60%, of the money that I pay in taxes goes to things that I don't support. Mm-hmm. I don't. And,
well, you know, I remember an accountant that I had many years ago said to me, there's no reason to cheat on your taxes illegally because
no, there isn't.
It provides you with a lot of legal ways
absolutely.
Not to pay taxes.
Yep.
So
yes.
It all depends on
which
you
is
know,
all
how,
a shell
how
game
savvy.
Anyway.
Of course
yeah,
it is.
Savvy
all
savvy
you more.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to be smart enough to figure it out.
And, you know, be able to afford the accountants who can figure it out for you because some of the stuff is very complicated.
Yeah. All right. So food for thought anyway. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Speaking of food for thought, how's your hairline looking today, this week, this month, this year? Are you thinking, we always have these sort of seasonal pitches. Now we're going into the cold weather months. You want more hair to keep your head warm.
Yes, please. Cover me up.
We want you to look better. But, you know, that's true.
Wear a wig.
When you get cold, it's because you don't have a hat on. If it's cold outside and you don't protect your head, the heat all goes out of your head.
Well,
you get
25%,
cold.
25% of your body heat is lost through your head.
Yes.
I had a buddy here whose hair was getting thinner, and he didn't have a lot of hair, but when he actually went and shaved his hair.
Now he has no hair.
And now he has no hair. Right. He had to wear a hat for the first 3 or 4 months during his first winter because it was just
cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we're going to fix that, Richie, by having him and everybody else who's get thinning hair get on to Provia as quickly as possible. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is a way for you to work on the main causes of hair loss and hair thinning. There's a volumizer, like the shampoos that have volumizer and make your hair thicker and richer looking. Well, in this particular serum, there's a volumizer, and it makes the hair that you have look thicker, but also cleanses the pores. There's ingredients, all natural ingredients, that cleanse the pores on your scalp to allow the hair follicles that are under your skin, under the scalp, to come through. Hair grows back naturally. It's a superb opportunity for you to take care of this problem without having to go to, what's the name of the big Bosley? One of the big, club for men.
Right.
Is that still in existence?
I think so.
Club for men, is it?
Yeah,
the Bosley
one,
definitely.
Yeah.
I used to like the spray-on hair. That was my favorite.
That was Ron Popeil. Ron Popeil with his spray-on hair.
Worked like a charm. Just
fabulous.
Throwing your scalp.
I used it on my chest.
Fabulous. All right, so say goodbye to all of the...
Is it on his back?
What?
Nothing.
Excuse me?
Move on.
I have
nothing to see here.
Hair getting thin? Call 800-525-8319. I don't mean the hair shafts themselves getting thin, but your hairline is receding and the amount of hair on your head is less. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. And when you say you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get two bottles of Provia for the price of one Provia and then super concentrated Provia, so things work faster. 800-525-8319.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Now at Estee Lauder, get your perfect shade of Double Wear makeup to try for 10 days free. You'll discover why Double Wear is our number one foundation. Millions of women love it for the 15-hour wear and how comfortable it feels. Double Wear makes flawless easy. Available in 30 shades for all skin tones, including your perfect match, guaranteed. Visit the Estee Lauder counter today. Plus, earn 10 times the Plenty points with every Double Wear foundation purchase. Now through November 30th, only at Macy's.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Songs from this week in 1989, starting with a couple of Boston bands. At number five this week in 89, Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. You can use your imagination for the pictorial here. Was this a video? Did they,
Oh, yeah.
Very big one.
Yeah. What went on in the video?
What went on in the elevator?
Right. You can pretty much imagine what went on in the elevator.
A rocker chick getting down with their beds?
Love in an Elevator. Okay. Aerosmith number five this week, 1989. At number four, another Beantown group, The New Kids. Cover Girl, number four. Crank it up, Richie. 25 after a good day. All the New Kids on the Block side. I don't seem to remember this.
Yeah, this one skipped me when it was popular the first time, but they play it in concert all the time.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
How are their concerts?
Oh, my gosh, Dougie. They're insane. They are so good.
Energy, a lot of energy.
Tons of energy.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. Energy, and they really are singing.
All the original members still involved?
Yes.
Really? So how old are they? I mean, Donnie...
They're probably, what, 45?
Early to mid-40s.
Yeah, I've had a Donnie over. Donnie Wahlberg.
He's about 45. Yeah. No, Donnie's about 45. And he's
number
one.
Three from this week in 89, Roxette, and Listen to Your Heart. Good pop song. Very good pop song.
Just going to tell you, ladies, if you have any frustration, go see a New Kids concert because they're naughty.
Are they naughty?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, I love it.
So you can't take the kids to the concert.
Oh, yeah, you could. I mean, well, I don't know. Donnie, you know, Donnie was super naughty, and then he married Jenny McCarthy. The last time I saw him, definitely not as naughty. He was on very good behavior.
Really?
But the first time I saw him, he was making out with girls in the audience. Oh, my God.
Really?
So that's what you need to do to straighten yourself out, is marry a former Playboy playmate?
That's
apparently.
A stripper. All right, number, let's see, number three, Roxette, Listen to Your Heart, good song. Number two, Tears for Fears.
I guess.
Not their best song, but obviously a popular song. Crank it up, Richie. This is called Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Once again, had another band who had 10, 12, 15 good songs put together on an album or two.
Yeah.
Got a couple of hits out of it.
Enough to go touring.
Yep.
Yep. They were touring around for a while. Yep.
Hey, listen, they've stood the test of time. Their hits were monster hits.
Yep.
And it's 30 years later and they're still around. So.
Yeah. All right, so Tears for Fears in the number two position this week, 1989. Number one position belonged to Janet Jackson. He was big in the 80s, man. He was really hot.
And the 90s.
And the 90s.
Yep. Okay, so of all these songs, which one is your favorite? I'll start. This one was mine, Janet, for sure.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I would say Roxette, Listen to Your Heart would be my favorite.
Richie? Mm.
You know, as the rocker, I should go with Aerosmith, but I'm not a big fan of the Aerosmith Reborn generation. That was their earlier stuff I liked.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't. It's a toss-up between the two pop hits, Tears for Fears or Roxette.
All right, what about you, Roberta?
All right, Roberta.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
This is okay.
Right. None of them really
do it for me.
Right. Listen to Your Heart's a good song, though, Roberta.
No, yeah, it's a good song. Okay. It's okay. I mean, but it's nothing that I would elect to put on to listen to myself. Let's put it that way.
This is an era of music.
It will not be on my, won't be on my playlist.
Yeah, none of these songs would be on my iPod.
No.
Oh,
no.
Everyone would be on my playlist.
Really?
Every single one of these songs would be on my playlist, except for maybe that Tears for Fears song, because it wasn't my favorite. No, I used to listen to Tears for Fears a lot, but that song.
That one is not big Tears for Fears. Right. I mean, it did well in comparison, but there were a lot of lousy songs around, and that's why these songs did okay.
But
because they weren't as lousy as the other lousy songs that were around. This was a vast wasteland of pop music.
My generation.
But I gotta tell you, I got respect for Aerosmith for rebuilding themselves from that plane wreck that they were in the 70s. Good job.
It's 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Bob Derigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. One of the most amazing inventions I've ever seen is a table saw that stops the blade instantly when it comes into contact with skin. Saws like these could prevent thousands of injuries, but it's hard to find them in stores, and one big reason is a fear of lawsuits. Many retailers are worried that if the blade doesn't stop every time and someone is injured, they'll be sued. Unfortunately, selling ordinary table saws doesn't protect them from lawsuits either. In Alabama, a man recently sued a retailer after injuring himself on a type of table saw that's been used by carpenters for decades. Even though that saw is safe when used properly, he claimed it was defective just because it didn't have the expensive blade-stopping technology. Let's be fair, safety innovations like this should be applauded. But saying a saw is defective because it cuts is like saying a candle is defective because it burns. That's nonsense, and this kind of lawsuit abuse is piling costs on consumers. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Steffen, good day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rachel McFadden, and I here to try to understand why it is that teenagers spend up to 9 hours a day on screens. Not to sound like an old timer, but go outside, boys and girls, and run around, play, do something.
Mm-hmm.
9 hours a day on an iPhone, an iPad, a computer, some electronic device, gamings. 9 hours a day.
That doesn't include when they're at school.
No.
Or when they're doing homework.
Out of school. Right. Yeah.
That's in addition to.
Yeah.
But gaming is the worst. In my opinion, gaming is absolutely the worst.
What do you? What did you do, Victoria's of this age, Roberta, growing up around this stuff? So what did you do to keep her? She's now, 21? How old is she now?
No, she's going to be 20 in December.
20, okay. So what has she
never,
done?
For both children, I never had a video game in my house. Mm-hmm. I would not permit
Neither did we.
Absolutely did not permit video games.
Neither did we, Doug.
We didn't.
That was...
what are you laughing about? We didn't have any of that stuff.
I mean,
because of what?
We play them at friends' house twice.
No, actually,
play them.
Brendan said they used to play at friends' houses, but he was never that interested.
But neither of them are interested. Neither of them are gamers now. Now, they do spend a lot of time texting their friends, but I see it more as replacement for telephones. Remember, teenagers used to spend hours and hours and hours on the telephone and party lines and all that way back when you were a child.
Yes, thank you.
you know, now they text. Mm-hmm. So I don't find that terribly objectionable, but, you know, I would take both kids out all the time to the parks. We would go to playgrounds. We would be outside. I would kick them outside all the time. Yeah. And if they didn't come back dirty, I said, okay, go back outside and get dirty.
Yeah.
Right. that was the rule. You know, they went to day camps in the summertime, so they weren't sitting in front of a TV screen. It's up to the parents to limit the activity. It's up to the parents to set the rules. I mean, you buy your kids violent video games, what do you expect is going to happen? They're going to sit in front of the TV. They're going to play video games all day. It's going to warp their minds, and they're going to be eating, and they're going to get fat because they're not outside exercising and playing the way kids are supposed to play. That's my soapbox for the day. I think video games should be banned.
Thank you, Roberta.
Feel better now.
There it
yes,
is.
That's my soapbox for the day.
Very good.
Go outside with your kids. Why do you think America is like so obese? Nobody does anything anymore. They sit in front of the TVs. They sit at computers. Go outside. Take a walk. Bring your kid out to look at nature.
We can just let it go for the rest of the half hour.
I'll keep going. And alienate half of the people who don't like me to begin with.
Oh, come on, Roberta. Everybody loves you. How can we not love
I would say Roberta. Much more than half of the people don't like you, Roberta.
That's true. Okay, so we don't do much sports on this program. But I noticed something that was sort of, I don't know, there's a political angle to this, there's international relation angle to this, and there's a, what did you just say? Angle to this? The FIFA, am I pronouncing it? I always wonder. FIFA, FIFA, it's FIFA, I think. World Cup.
Right.
Okay.
Soccer.
FIFA.
Yes.
Soccer.
FIFA.
So,
okay.
Soccer.
Soccer?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Football, yes.
The Palestinian... FIFA World Cup qualifiers, they're playing against, it's FIFA, Saudi Arabia and Malaysia, scheduled to take place in Palestine. They all decided that they needed to play on neutral ground. This was a meeting yesterday. The local officials and national officials said, you know, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There are a lot of situations here that could become very compromising. This is a match between the Palestinians and the Saudi Arabians, originally scheduled for this Thursday, will be played this weekend, and it'll be played in someplace in Asia. They would have shipped the teams to Asia to play the game. I guess you have to deal with the reality of the situation.
At what point do some of these soccer matches get so out of control with the crowd control we were just talking a few weeks ago about the Colombian guy who accidentally, a decade ago now, scored into the wrong goal for the opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went back to Colombia. Done.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They knocked him off.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this was a decade ago. And you hear the hooligans in the UK and just, I mean, these people take this stuff seriously.
Wow.
Whew. But meanwhile, FIFA's still without a... I think they still don't have a leader yet.
Really? Well, the guy was going to be arrested, and then he resigned. He said, I'm not leaving, and then the next thing you know, he's leaving. Yeah. Good night. Good luck. More international news now, Richie.
Okay.
France will end its ban on blood donations by gay men. The move is the end of a taboo and discrimination, says the health minister. Mm. I wonder what Pierre thinks about this, because it isn't going to happen until spring of next year. What difference does it make whether they're doing it now? Gay men, because of their
HIV concerns, obviously.
HIV,
right.
Yeah.
So I guess they probably got blood testing now to the point where they can easily test for HIV, which they test all blood anyway, everybody, to make sure that you're not passing on anything. So I guess they feel comfortable with it.
Well, one of the things that we ought to know, and this has come out in the last week or so, I don't even know. I have to go look at my records. I don't know what my blood type is. Do you know what your blood type is, Robert?
I don't.
Yeah,
Kenny,
I'm A positive. I know.
You're A positive.
Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think I'm O, but I'm not sure because I can't remember. I have a card somewhere. But the reason that I bring it up is because your blood type now, according to research, can indicate whether you're going to have heart problems or dementia problems as you get older. Yeah.
Really?
The research is pretty interesting in how there's so much research. There's so many of these teaching colleges now, so many of the medical schools, public health schools, that need to have projects for their students to do. So now they're examining things that were never examined before. And I think it's basically a good thing, as long as the studies don't get overdone or they don't get paid for by the wrong people. That's always the suspect. If the study is paid for by people because they want to have a, they want to legitimize some results, then that disclaims the science. But this, in this circumstance, this is pretty good science, I think, from what I can gather. Richie, you'll be interested to know the story today at DougSteffen.com, which has gotten the most interest, is a proposal from the owners of Burger King. Mm-hmm. Burger King wants to sell beer in their restaurants. So how would that impact?
Burgers and beer, yes.
Well, that makes sense. But what does that do to the war with McDonald's? Does McDonald's then want to go? You got to get a license for the most part.
You know what? I can't. A fast food joint selling beer, I wouldn't go there, okay? Because I'm not going to go to a fast food joint.
Are you
going
to go to Burger King for a beer?
I do.
That's
not
the question.
Right. No.
Will other people that you know?
What kind of beer?
Yes.
17-year-old
will go to Burger King for beer.
Because, that's so cheap beer.
Right. Because the other 17-year-old working the counter might be their buddy. And
well, will that change who can work at Burger King? You won't be able to. I think these restaurants, if you can't.
Exactly.
They have to be 21 to be able to serve.
21.
Yeah. So it'll change the whole structure. So now, will Burger King skew upscale because they're paying more to the people that are working behind the counter? They are requiring you, if you're going to have a job there, to be 21, because you're going to have to sell beer. So will that change the context? And will they then have to upgrade their beef? Instead of feeding you what they do,
it would have to be more of a diet. In its current state, I do not see that being successful.
What, Burger King
is
beer?
Probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Another Burger King is very good
promo.
At publicity stunts.
Yep.
Remember, they tried to get McDonald's to sell a McHappy Meal or something, whatever.
And they ended up sort of acing them out of whatever the promotion
was. They outsmarted McDonald's by using them for free publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what this is, because I don't see this being successful.
No.
Can you see? How about the drive thru? Can I get it to go?
A beer to go?
I'd like a Whopper and a six pack, please.
Well, heck, you know, here in New Orleans, we have drive thru daiquiris, you know. So.
You do?
Yes, the drive thru daiquiri.
You can go order a daiquiri from where you're the package store, in essence.
No, there's kiosks, and you drive up to the kiosk, and you can get a daiquiri through your car window.
Hmm. Really?
No, it has to stay in the container, and you have to keep the straw covered with paper to show that you're not drinking it, but that doesn't stop you from getting another straw and sticking it in there.
They think they're fooling.
Exactly. It's so silly stuff.
People are going to buy a frozen drink, and like, I'm going to wait a half an hour until I get home to take a sip.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a special story for those of you like Roberta who love Bernie Sanders. He hasn't changed it to Saunders, because Saunders would be S-A-U, and his is S-A-N.
Right, yeah, Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. If you're a fan of Bernie Sanders, or now as he's calling himself Bernie, you'll enjoy the next story that follows a few important words here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
2 days ago,
Jeff McDonald posted the following.
Just watch the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked.
Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments.
Not bad, Jeff.
Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Is grandma sending you LOLs or OMGs? A new study shows that seniors who interact with loved ones using technology have higher life satisfaction, are more likely to be attaining life goals, and have higher self-rated health. However, the study Rewiring Aging, supported by Brookdale Senior Living, also revealed those 80 and over experience frustration and need assistance when it comes to using technology. Those who can't connect are often left feeling shut out, with 27% considered virtual shut-ins. Dr. Kevin O'Neill, Chief Medical Officer.
We actually had a situation recently with one of our residents. She wasn't able to get out to be with her great-granddaughter for her wedding, but the newlyweds were able to share their first dance because they had an iPhone and they used their FaceTime app, and the resident was able to come bar to the dance. That really had a huge impact on our residents' quality of life and enjoyment.
To learn more about rewiring aging, please visit brookdale.com. I'm Sarah Luce.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
47 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. For those of you who have good memories, you'll perhaps remember back a couple of months ago. Actually, this has been going on and off and on all year long, or actually since the TSA came into existence. But you may remember back to June when the Department of Homeland Security sent out a team to airports to test security. The system being used by the TSA, and it failed in 67 out of the 70 tests. 67 out of 70 failed. They didn't find hidden contraband. They didn't find guns. They didn't find knives. It's like they were asleep. They're too busy fondling some 98-year-old woman somewhere. So the head of the TSA had to show up at a hearing yesterday, and the fellow's name is Peter Neffinger. He replaced that Nazi Petroni, or whatever his name was, that in essence got run out because he was so bad, former FBI guy. So the new director said that the error could be attributed to malfunctioning screening machines. Come on! What in the name of God?
We need to spend more money for more
machines. Right, that's exactly what he said. We don't have enough money in our budget to buy the right machines. So I challenge any of you to go to the airport, check in, and see how many of these phonies are standing around with their thumb up their butt, looking, talking to each other about the last conversation I listened to, they were going to grieve working hours because one guy was complaining he didn't get a break until he'd been working almost 5 hours, and they were supposed to have a break at 4 hours and 14 minutes or some other godforsaken. I caught myself, Richie. Do you realize what kind of a culture we're creating here? These people are another entitled government bureaucracy, and there are tens of thousands of them that are nincompoops, nitwits.
Did you hear, I was somewhere last week I heard, that they're going to be, I just got a TSA pre-check pass for me and my wife.
Yeah.
And, it allows you to not have to take off your shoes, your belt, your jacket.
Yeah, I do it. I hear it all the time.
You got a global entry, right?
It's not global entry. It's the TSA PreCheck is domestic. Global entry is for worldwide when you're coming.
When you get global entry, you get the TSA PreCheck as well.
Right. So they apparently are going to be not giving out as many TSA PreChecks. They're going to be tightening down on the people that they give that to because they had checks, agents going out, and they were able to sneak things in. And I thought, well, of course they were. Mm-hmm. You don't check them to the extent because you've pre-checked them.
What's their record? I get it.
Right.
The line at TSA PreCheck was longer than the regular line for premium passengers, so I took the premium line and got in 5 minutes faster than the TSA people did the other day. Yesterday, when did I come home? Day before yesterday.
I like not having to take off my shoes, though.
Yeah, right.
That's nice. And not having to pull my laptop out.
Well, with Richie, they want you to check your underwear.
They can have my underwear.
51 past the hour as we scrutinize what's going on in the world here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Steffen Good Day program. Greg Steffen is here. He's the technology expert for Men's Health Magazine and has done some research on Google's smart reply. Let's see how this is going to impact you if you have Gmail or other connections to Google. I like that.
Doug, we all have connections to
Google.
Wow.
Google.
They
should hire me to be the new voice. Of Google.
And then they want to grab you and put you in a burlap bag and walk you away so we never have to hear it again.
Yeah, they may hire you not to do that ever again.
Thanks very much.
I'm taking one-way ticket for you.
Vote of support. I'm not riding on Metrojet. I guess I'm okay. Google. go. All right, so we get the story. The as we say here in New England, the snat reply story in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling out the Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, so I'm not sure this is earth-shaking news or not, but I thought I'd just throw it out because it's something having to do with the NBA season getting underway. It seems that the NBA has teamed up with Verizon on a $400 million marketing deal. They're going to tie themselves to this. And I say because Verizon sort of is a subtle key to a lot of technology because a lot of people use Verizon for their smartphones, for their iPad, all that stuff, right? Is Verizon the most used of all of them over AT&T and Sprint when it comes to getting connection to these various smartphones and smart devices?
Well, I don't... It's probably more like a neck-and-neck race between AT&T and Verizon. Verizon is arguably the most reliable network, and that's almost a neck-and-neck race with AT&T as well. The two are just major powerhouses.
Got it.
They have tons of money to spend on deals like this.
So they do, because they overcharge all of us who use their horrible service. All right. Now, let's talk about Google, their inbox. This smart reply thing, which is going to start this week, is going to affect a lot of people and how?
Well, the first thing that's important to understand is there's Gmail on your phone, and then there's a thing called Google Inbox, which is their next generation of email on your phone. You can use it on your desktop, too, but it was designed for your phone. Some people, anyone who uses Gmail should download it and look at it on your phone. You may love it. It may not add anything to your process, but it's worth looking at. And they're adding what's called Smart Reply. So, oh, by the way, if you ever thought Google was reading your email, this will pretty much confirm it for you.
Yeah. You have to read your email to figure out how to reply, right?
Yes. So it reads your email, and then at the bottom of the screen suggests three possible quick replies. So you don't type anything. If one of those replies applies, you just hit the reply with your finger, and you have now answered the email. It's not going to obviously deal with the details, but it's going to say things like, count us in because the email is an invitation to a party. We'll be there. Sorry, I can't make it. Frankly, I think it's really a brilliant idea because we all get emails from people from their mobile phones that make absolutely no sense, and then we want to go strangle the person, and this will solve a lot of those
reply
responses.
But it's so creepy.
Creepy.
You know, I'm one of those people that don't like the autocorrect on my text messaging. I want to write something. Let me do it.
Well, yeah, and this is for the times when you're not going to write something and you're going to write something later to follow up more thoughtfully.
Kind of spooky.
Too bad it's not Halloween.
Yeah, well, this is in honor of late Halloween. Greg Stebbin with us on Good Day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.